Hello, podcasters. It's Cliffo and Gabby, the start of a new week.
Yeah.
I was wifeless and kidless across the weekend.
Not because they've left you, but because they've gone on holidays.
Well, it's a sad point. They have left me.
Well, they haven't left you forever.
I'm going to meet them at the holiday later on this week.
Yeah.
But literally, like yesterday on Sunday, I felt like, you know that Pablo Escobar meme, how he's like standing out the back by himself, then he's standing in the front of the pool. I was that was my life yesterday.
Yeah, and you came in this morning, you were just like, I'm lonely.
Yeah, I spoke to you like for an hour.
You thought you were going to have the best time, like, having all this time to yourself.
Leave me alone. I need company. Anyway, have a fantastic week ahead, everyone. Thank you for downloading the catch up.
And if you want to call Cliffo to keep him company, please do.
My phone number is 0427. Enjoy the catch up, guys. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We are very lucky here in Queensland that we have some beautiful holiday destinations to visit while we can't leave our state. And these destinations are also very coveted by everyone else around Australia who can't quite get here yet. And there is an interesting way that a holiday is kind of being thought of by Qantas. They want people to still be able to fly and see beautiful destinations. But with the borders closed, they're going to leave from Sydney on a 7-hour scenic flight across Australia and then land back in Sydney. So they're not landing anywhere, which means they're not breaking any border rules. So this flight,
that's kind of sad.
7 hours on a plane. Like, I can't think of anything worse. But it's going to happen on the 10th of October. It's sold out within 10 minutes. The cheapest flight, the cheapest fare is $787.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way up to nearly $4,000. Sold out in 10 minutes. However, they did do a trial run of this scenic flight over the weekend. And I managed to get my hands on some of the audio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm your stewardess today. My name is Gabby. And welcome to your flight to nowhere. As we fly over Australia today, I will point out different landmarks for your viewing pleasure. So sit back and enjoy your chicken or beef. Okay, everybody, if you look out to your left, please, you will see the always beautiful Byron Bay.
I think I can see Zac Efron and Chris Hemsworth having a surf.
No, man. You'll find that's just an ant on your window. There'll be no celebrity spotting today. I hope you're enjoying your dessert, everybody. While you snack, take a look down below now to see the Whitsundays Islands. Whitehaven Beach boasts brilliant white silica sand that is among the purest in the world.
Ooh, I can almost feel it between my toes.
That would be your breadcrumbs from lunch, sir. Please put your shoes back on. Hello again, everybody. This is what we've been waiting for. Take a look now at the iconic Uluru. Isn't it beautiful?
It looks kind of small and flat from up here. I thought it'd be more impressive.
Sir, I believe that's what she said. We'd like to thank you for wasting the last 7 hours with us on your flight to nowhere. I can't think of any worse way to spend $800 personally, but hey, stretch your legs and take one last look outside your window at the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which will be the final iconic view today. From all of the cabin crew and pilots, we appreciate your money. I mean, your support.
What did I miss? Are we back already? Oh, damn it, I slept through the whole thing.
Cliffo and Gabby are welcoming Dwayne The Rock Johnson to Queensland in true Sunshine State style.
The Rock has got the championship.
Help build The Rock's box on Hit.
All right, so we've been getting together a welcome pack for The Rock when he comes to Queensland to film Young Rock, his new TV
Still
show.
Still on schedule to film?
Yes, we believe
Still
it
happening.
Is. So we've collected a whole bunch of very Queensland things from around the state to include in it. And we've actually got the majority of those items now on the desk at work. And they're all just kind of spread out. There's Kingaroy Nuts, there's Bundaberg Rum, there's a Catahat. Like, there's
a Bob Catahat.
And it's all just spread out, and we're just like, cool, what do we put it in?
It's kind of an embarrassing oversight.
It is a little
bit. We have called the promotion The Rock's Box, and it was about lunchtime on Friday. We went, oh, goddammit, we don't have a box.
Your name
like,
is that.
We need to get on that.
And you don't think of the logistics. But it is, it's kind of like a carry-on luggage size.
That's what we think. We think carry your standard 7 kilo carry-on luggage would be big enough for this rocks box. So you think of like when you go into the airport or whatever.
And they've got that little cage.
They've got that little cage thing.
If that doesn't fit in here, you can't take it.
You can't fly. That's how big it
needs
to be.
That's the size we want.
Because we figure that'll fit the Bobcatter hat in it, and then we can fit everything else in the hat and around the hat.
So, all right. The mission now is we've got everything for the rocks box except for the box. So now we need to find a box for the rocks box.
Oh, I'm aiming a bit high too. I don't know what your thought pattern is here though.
That's boring.
Yeah, it's got to be better than just a cardboard box. So I don't know. What about, I mean, this is very Queensland. What about some sort of esky kind of contraption? So you can fill it up full of Milton mangoes at the end or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look.
It does need to be easily transported. But well, yes.
And it needs to be able to hold wheels. About 7 kilos. What about one of the eskies that folds up and it's cricket wickets as well?
Oh.
Have you seen those ones? You can get it at Bunnings, I think. Look, hit us up. Hit QLD Breakfast is on the socials. That's where you'll find us.
Yeah.
If you've got an idea of something that is just uber Queensland.
Or you can help us out.
Or you know, maybe you know Jim's suitcases. Queensland made suitcases or something.
Maybe.
Not a real business.
One of those
business.
Like real old school ones that you can just like go travelling with. Maybe. Let us know. Hit QLD Breakfast on socials, either Instagram or Facebook.
We are up for any suggestions
we
right
need a
now
box.
Because we need a box. And as you can see, we got duck egg. We got nothing. So if you got an idea, hit us up. Hit QLD Breakfast on the socials.
We also want to know this morning, what is the meal that you have butchered? Because slow cooker last night, my fiance put 4 tablespoons of pepper in instead of teaspoons. Couldn't eat it. Had to spit it out. It was disgusting.
Poor bugger was grinding.
For about 5 minutes.
Grinding and grinding. What's going on? Cassie's in Gladstone. Morning, Cassie. How you going?
Morning.
What is the meal you butchered?
I did a great job, and I thought I'd bake my new in-laws a chocolate cake, and I used corn flour instead of flour. It was quite foul, and the cake didn't even rise.
We tried
it. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, well, corn flour, very, very different.
That's just like a thickener. Yeah. It's not a baker.
And by the way, you only need very, very small amounts of it too. Like, I can't imagine.
That'd be starchy as.
Oh, starchy and gluggy and... Anyway, not a way to impress the in-laws.
Though. No.
Kerry in Harvey Bay, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, Kerry. What have you done to butcher a meal?
Mine was actually a cake as well. It was a chocolate cake. I used Gravox instead of cocoa.
Oh, what that tastes like.
Didn't even taste it. It went straight in the bin.
How did you mix the two up?
Well, I didn't realise I'd done it until Mum had... It was quite some time ago. It was when... Mum asked me to grab out the cocoa to make the icing for it, and I went to grab the cocoa out that I used for the...
Yeah.
And she said, that's not cocoa, that's Gravox.
That's a...
So we didn't even taste it.
Beefy cake right there.
It's like a lamb roast in a cake.
A world record has been set over the weekend by a former Wiggle. Everybody sing. Remember on study on... sort of on stage, the original Wiggles, it was in January. They got together for a charity gig. And Greg Page, the original yellow Wiggle before Emma came along, he had a heart attack.
He collapsed
on stage.
Yeah. And the only reason he survived was because they had a defibrillator.
At the venue,
On hand, ready to go.
He's become really, really passionate about learning CPR since then. Obviously, I mean, the defib and CPR
saved his life.
So they did like an online training session, a CPR training session. Thousands of people signed up and took part on Saturday night. This is Greg talking to the media about it.
I don't know that there is an official record for the most people trained online at one time, but I think we had about 14,800 people viewing, which is more than the official world record. So I reckon we've done it.
14,000.
Amazing.
So good. What was really, really cool was the original Wiggles got together, minus Murray. He was away. So Simon Wiggle, the new Red Wiggle. The one
stepped
who was,
in for Murray.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he was in the Mask Singer.
Puppet on the Mask Singer.
Yeah, that guy.
He steps. That's the good thing about the Wiggles now. One can drop out, another one can just pop back in.
Well, like Jeff's popping in.
Jeff's popping in. He's filling in for Lockie at the moment too. But, so anyway, the Wiggles were on stage and they performed the Bee Gees' "Stayin' Alive" because this song is the song you're supposed to sing in your head when you're giving someone CPR because the beats per minute
perfect
match
tempo.
Up. Yeah, it's the perfect tempo for compressions the on the chest. Have a listen. One, two, three. Yeah. Press, press, press. It's perfect beat for it.
Just don't sing it out loud while doing it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I think it's really important that we get this message out for two reasons. Yeah. Like, number one, it could save a life.
Totally.
Number two, we need as many people to know that you're singing Staying Alive because it's the right beat. Because if people don't know, you're just going to look like the jolliest lifesaver in the country. The Hit Breakfast Show.